Kids weren't any shyer about snagging a woman and letting her have her way with them. Tops were coming off, and women were dancing on tables by the time Reaper could leave to go get Anya. He'd wanted her there for the barbecue, before things got crazy, but he couldn't keep his eyes on her while the meeting was taking place, and he didn't trust the demons that much, not with his woman. The party had completely taken off by the time they arrived, and Reaper snagged a blanket, bottle of whiskey, and a couple of glasses. He took Anya outside where the fire pits were lit and the music was loud. They talked to several of his brothers as they passed them, but the men were already occupied with the women who had come to the party to try to snag one of the club members. Snag them or have wild sex, it didn't matter. They wanted to have fun. He claimed a spot out of the light, spread the blanket, and set the whiskey and glasses down so he could dance with his woman because she liked that. After a while, he wasn't going to be able to do that with her body sliding against his so seductively. She knew how to move. She wore a low-cut camisole with no bra, because he'd asked her to, and her breasts pushed against the stretch lace, demanding to be freed. Her jeans hugged her body, and when his hands slid over the curves of her ass, she didn't reprimand him, just moved in closer, pressing against his fully aroused cock. Reaper took her back to the darkest corner of the large, fenced-in area where one of the three fire pits burned. They sat together on the blanket, back to the fence, her between his legs, the whiskey burning pleasantly down his throat as music pounded around them, adding to the frantic beat of his heart. Women danced, pulling their clothes off as time went on, and the alcohol kept flowing. Some of them crawled over to one of his brother's laps and went to work. Reaper caught Anya's chin and turned her face around to his, settling his mouth there because he needed it. He kept kissing her because Anya's kisses were like the whiskey, fire in his belly, in his veins, in his groin. He let it happen, that slow burn that built and built until he was so hard he thought he might cut right through the material of his jeans. His hands dropped to his lap, and he unzipped his pants, allowing his thick cock freedom. "Your glass," he whispered in her ear, pushing aside the stray strands curling around her face. She didn't argue, just lifted her glass. He knew her eyes were on the women kissing another brother, taking turns, their hands all over him. He remembered worrying that she wished she could just touch him whenever or wherever she wanted. Now they experimented every night. They both looked forward to the massages, and he especially looked forward to her hands on him. And sometimes, when it worked, her mouth. He poured the whiskey into her glass, and then set the bottle aside. She rested her back against his chest as his hands went to the front of her camisole, finding the laces. She lifted the glass to her mouth, tasting the drink, letting the whiskey slide down her throat. He opened the laces, allowing her breasts to spring free. He loved her breasts, the soft weight of them, the firmness, the way they were high and jutted out just perfectly. Her nipples. "Someone will see." She put her hand up to cover them. He pushed her hand down. "We're in the dark, away from the fire. And who gives a fuck? They won't bother us. They're occupied with whatever they've got going on." He was already tugging at her nipples, pinching and rolling, giving her that little bite that always made her squirm. The tension went out of her, and she eased her body back, arching just a little to give him more. He liked to play, and he did, squeezing, kneading, stroking. All the while, his mouth was on her neck, kissing, sucking, teeth scraping and then biting. Her earlobe, that sweet spot where her neck met her shoulder. She squirmed. "You getting wet for me?" he asked, his lips against her ear.
"Yes, always."
Her voice was breathless, and he recognized that need. She was close to where he wanted her, the place he loved to get her, where nothing mattered to her but him, but his body, his mouth, his hands, what he could do to her. "Did you do what I asked? No panties?"
"Yes."
"Unzip your jeans," he whispered the command into her ear, his hands working her breasts, his mouth on her neck. He was harder than ever. She put down the drink, and he noted her hands were shaking as she slowly pulled down the zipper. He turned her face toward him again and kissed her, over and over, deeper, harder, rewarding her, claiming her, happy as fuck that she was his and she loved his body as much as he loved hers. He lifted his head and looked into her eyes. "Slide them down over your hips, baby." She glanced out toward the fire, the bodies swaying in the darkness, dancing, kissing, fucking, some women on their knees, others drinking and laughing. "Fire's glowing hot, baby. No one can see us. Give me that sweet body." His fingers slid down her belly, lower, curved into her, making her gasp. Her hands went to the waistband of her jeans. She lifted up and shimmied. He kept his fingers buried in her. When her jeans were down to her knees, he pulled his fingers free of her sweet pussy and licked them. She tasted like heaven, that aphrodisiac he craved. "Take them all the way off. I want you facing me, knees up, legs apart." He watched her hesitate, need warring with old rules. Need won. He won. He lifted the whiskey glass to his lips, unable to take his eyes off her as she turned around, slipped off her jeans, scooted toward him and leaned back on her elbows, knees up and wide apart. His breath caught in his throat. She was the sexiest thing he'd ever seen. He swallowed down the whiskey and took another slow sip, enjoying the view, enjoying the knowledge that she was really his, that she gave him herself, her body. Any way he liked, any time he liked. "Closer, baby. Scoot right up into me. I want your ass on my lap, legs on either side of me, feet planted on the ground." Her eyes went wide. Her tongue touched her lip. She complied again, this time more slowly, making a show of it. The firelight spilled across her body, her breasts gleaming at him, the liquid gold between her legs glistening in invitation. He waited to put down his glass until she'd straddled him, once more lying back onto her elbows, legs wide, feet planted, her body open to him. Her eyes never left his face. The beat of the music pounded through his veins, tripped his heart. He caught her ass in both hands and lifted her to him, just as if she were a glass of the finest whiskey. His tongue swiped across all that gold. Her body shuddered. He looked down at her and smiled. He felt that smile rolling through him. It felt beautiful. His mouth clamped over her, and he suckled, his tongue flicking her clit hard. Her hips bucked. He held her and feasted, ruthlessly, all for him, letting her taste drive him as wild as the music, watching her head thrash, her body undulate. Felt the first rush hit her hard, and more of that aphrodisiac poured into his mouth, onto his tongue. He stroked and caressed. He used his fingers, his thumb. He smeared the liquid all over her and lapped it up, biting at her thighs, licking caresses to ease any sting. He devoured her. She let out a small sound, the air leaving her lungs in a rush. The music started again, another wild, pounding beat. Her little keening wail added to the pulsing rhythm. He kept his eyes glued to his woman, her face. The beauty there. In his wildest dreams, he'd never imagined he would have everything all wrapped up in a woman. Anya. Everything. The orgasm rushed over her, strong, rolling through her in waves. He could see it, moving up her belly, her breasts, settling as a scream in her throat. She tried to suppress it, but she was losing all inhibition, uncaring where they were, her entire being centered on him. He fucking loved that. His little angel, Anya. He corrupted her occasionally, and it felt like a gift. The third one had her reaching for him, trying to get his mouth off her sensitive clit, even as the orgasm tore through her body, spilling more gold aphrodisiac into his mouth. He lifted his head, his gaze burning into hers. "Lift up, baby. Need to get rid of my jeans." Her back was to the fire, the darkness, the others dancing and playing, and she didn't hesitate. As she got to her knees, he pushed his jeans down around his thighs. He caught her hand and brought it to the thick base of him as she once more straddled him. He loved the feel of her fingers wrapped around him. It was a kind of secret paradise to have that. Others might take it for granted that their woman could fist them, or put their mouth on them, but he never would. Never. He gripped her hair and began pushing her head down over him.
"Are you sure?"
Anya's voice was hesitant.
"I'm wild for the taste of you, Reaper, you know that. But we've only managed to do this a couple of times, and we're surrounded by others."
He couldn't tell her that was part of the reason he knew he wouldn't freak out. He was that fucked up. "Need this, baby. Right now. Need your mouth." She gave him the control the way she always did. She let him push her head over his cock. "Open your mouth. Use your tongue." He shuddered as she complied. The heat. The fire. "Suck, baby. Suck hard." She obeyed, hollowing her cheeks and sucking him deep. Her tongue lashed and stroked, danced around and over him. She did something with her throat and then swallowed so that she seemed to massage him with her mouth. He let her breathe, although it was hard to think of that when she was taking him right off planet Earth. He tightened his fingers in her hair, using both fists, holding her there while every stroke of her tongue sent flames licking up his shaft. He'd never enjoyed having a mouth on him until Anya. Each time they managed to go a little further, making some progress. He found he was becoming as addicted to her mouth as he was to her taste and her pussy. His hips moved, almost of their own volition, thrusting gently into the scorching hot depths of her mouth. He was thick, and he loved the way her lips were stretched to accommodate his girth. He liked the way the firelight played over her face, highlighting her mouth on him. It was becoming more difficult to think. For the first time, with her mouth on him, his balls grew tight and hard. He felt his seed boiling, desperate for release. Movement caught his eye, and he lifted his head. Anya started to lift off him as Player approached their spot, but Reaper refused to allow her to stop. He couldn't let anything stop her. "Harder, baby. Take me there. Swallow me down," he whispered the entreaty. A command, really, since he wasn't allowing her head up other than to breathe. She looked up at him, her mouth working him. Each beat of the music, driving down on him until he knew he was there, right at her throat. He held her there, his heart pounding. His cock swelled and triumph burst through him. Player grinned at him and caught up the woman he was with, taking her out farther, away from the firelight, leaving Reaper alone with Anya. He stared down at her. He loved the sight of her, those eyes staring up at him, that mouth, hotter than Hades, those lips stretched wide to accommodate him. He let her breathe and pushed her down, deep this time. Felt her throat. Felt her swallow. Muscles squeezed. His balls felt like they were on fire, a scorching inferno to match her mouth. Then it was there, pulled from him, jetting up like magma, pouring down her throat. Lightning streaked through him, pure lightning. Zigzagging through his body, ripping down his spine, licking along his belly, roaring through his groin. He clamped his hand around her throat, feeling her swallow, feeling his cock jerk. The sensations were unlike anything he could have imagined. He threw his head back and roared with the flames. They'd done it. That mouth of hers. He loosened his hold on her, but didn't let her head up all the way. "Don't stop yet. Gentle, babe." He couldn't let it be over. He never wanted it to be over. She obeyed him, her tongue licking along his shaft, under the broad head, over it, lower, to the base, catching every last drop. He let her up because he had no other choice. Her eyes nearly glowed, showing she was as elated as he was. Elated, but she still was dripping for him. He handed her the glass of whiskey so she could take another small sip. "Fucking beautiful, Anya," he said. He reached out, used his thumb to take the last bit of evidence from the corner of her lip, pressed it to her mouth, and waited until she licked his thumb clean. "Put the glass down. We're not finished." She glanced at his cock. "You're finished." He shook his head. "No faith, baby." No way was he finished, not after they'd actually had the first success they'd ever had with her mouth on him. His cock was already thinking about coming back to life, just at the thought of his plan.
Straddle me like you did before and lie back, legs apart, knees wide, feet flat on the blanket.
Anya complied without hesitation. He reached down and rubbed between her legs.
Love this sweet little pussy, baby. Hot as hell and so fucking tight, I think you're going to kill me sometimes.
Her hips followed his fingers, and she gave a little moan of disappointment when he took his hand away.
I really want you, Reaper.
I can see that. I want to watch you get yourself off.
I can't do that in front of you.
She sounded breathless, and he saw the fresh flood of liquid seep along the junction exposed to him.
Yes, you can. Not here, Reaper.
But her hand slid down her belly.
Pinch your nipples for me first.
He loved her tits. Fucking loved them. He wanted to do a little sucking of his own. She laid her head more comfortably on his legs, both hands going to her breasts. He watched her fingers on her nipples. Occasionally, he reached to rub between her legs, or circle her clit. Once he pushed a finger deep, curled it to brush her most sensitive spot, but pulled away when her hips bucked, trying to allow her to get off. He poured himself whiskey.
Use your hand like I did. Let me see you, Anya.
He sipped, letting that burn reach his stomach as her hand disappeared between her legs. She began fucking herself with her fingers. The sight was hotter than hell, and his cock reacted, just as he knew it would. He reached out to help, flicking her clit hard, watching her face, that beautiful flush, her breasts rising and falling as her breathing deepened.
Stop, baby.
Reaper, she wailed his name. Sit on me. Slow, baby. She didn't want slow, and her breath came out a hiss of protest, but she was Anya, and she lowered herself onto him, letting him fill her, letting him stretch her. She was hot as hell, an inferno surrounding him, burning him alive. That sweet pussy of hers was going to be the death of him. He felt those tight muscles giving way with great reluctance to encircle him like a scorching hot silken fist. He threw his head back, savoring that sweet death she always gave to him, that all-encompassing fire that ran through his body like a volcano, erupting and spreading hot magma until he almost couldn't breathe.
Your top. Take it all the way off.
It was the only thing left on her. The material had been framing her breasts, but now he wanted it gone. No hesitation this time. Anya was already lost in him, and she pulled the camisole completely off and dropped it to the side. She tried to move, to ride him. He held her down, hands on her hips, pinning her there. Her gaze jumped to his face.
Cup your tits, Anya. I want you squeezing and kneading them.
I need you to move.
We'll move when I say. Do it, baby. Hands on your tits.
He watched her hands come up under her breasts, and his entire body gave a little shudder of anticipation. Fingers worked that soft flesh. His mouth watered.
Fuck. He loved that sight. He bent his head. Feed it to me.
She did without hesitation, raising her right breast to his mouth. He sucked that mound in hard, his tongue lashing her nipple. His teeth were next, biting down harder than he normally did. She cried out, but he didn't release. He pulled his head back, stretching her nipple taut, eyes on her face. The heat there, the flush of need. How could he ever have lived without it? How could he ever survive if she was gone? He let go of her nipple and raised her hips, then brought her down over him in a slow slide. He had to clench his teeth, it was so good, so perfect.
Work your tits for me, baby,
Reaper said, and went still again until she put her hands on her tits and began massaging and kneading them, until she began pinching her nipples, rolling and twisting to his satisfaction. He forced her to ride him slowly, staying in control, letting the need envelop both of them, letting the fire build until it felt so out of control that it was going to leap through both of them, consuming them.
Please!
Anya sobbed the word, her hips squirming, spiraling, the last accelerant to those flames. He shifted, holding her with one hand across her back, catching her leg to curl it around him.
Both legs!
He grunted the command. Lock your heels.
Wait for me. Fucking wait.
He shifted, rising up to his knees, putting her back to the ground, ramming into her deep.
Fuck. Fuck! That feeling of nothing but fire. Not nothing. He realized that as he looked into her eyes, as he hammered his body into hers, going deep, needing deeper. There was love there, burning just as deeply between them. He felt that with every stroke. He rode her hard, over and over. Her breath whispered over him in ragged pants. Her eyes had gone dazed, shocked, darkly sensual. He picked up the rhythm of the music, that beat that pounded through his body. The crackling of the fire, the moans, the soft laughter. He lifted his head, throwing it back to look at the night sky as he let the flames streak up from his cock into his belly. Her pussy clenched at his shaft, squeezed the broad head until he thought he'd explode or lose his fucking mind. He glanced across the fire. Several others were closer than he'd realized, close enough that Anya might have objected had she been aware, but she was lost in him. He locked her tighter to him. It said something to him that he hadn't been aware of anyone getting that close. They were still on the other side of the fire, but he was just as lost in Anya as she was in him. He never had lost sight of where everyone was, no matter what. "Honey," her voice was a soft plea. "No, fucking no. You'll take me with you, and this isn't going to end. Not yet." He kept at her, holding her hips now, pistoning his body into hers, burying himself deep. She rose to meet each thrust, the breath rushing out of her, her breasts jolting with every thrust. He loved that, loved watching her face, her body, loved feeling her surrounding him with the ultimate fire. "Reaper." Soft, entreating. "No, fuck no." He pulled out, and she let out a wail. He flipped her over, caught her hips in his hands, and yanked her up onto her knees, pulling her ass back to him. He knelt behind her, slammed home into that slick, hot inferno again. She cried out, the sound better than the music pounding all around him. He caught her hair in his fist and pulled her head back, so her back was a beautiful line, so her ass was high, and he could be even deeper inside her. He liked to hit her belly, claim that, claim her fucking throat. He knew he was a little out of control, a little wild. But he didn't let go often, and she gave that to him. She never protested. She rocked back into him hard, her tits swinging, her throat making sweet little sounds that just egged him on.
"Reaper, honey, I have to let go."
He smacked her ass hard, harder than he meant to. Liquid gold, hotter than hell, surrounded him, felt like heaven. He added more swats, keeping with the rhythm of the music, bathing her in scorching gold, wishing he could eat her and fuck her at the same time. His cock was swollen to the point of no return. His balls were drawn up tight, hot and needing to explode. He forced himself to wait for her next plea. She'd waited for him. He could do the same for her.
"More," she whispered. "I'm going to go over the edge, and I want more."
He knew what she meant. Her nerve endings were on fire, so sensitive that when he smacked her bottom, the heat spread like wildfire. He gave her more until she was sobbing with need, pleading with him, begging him to let her come.
"Now, baby, give it to me now."
He couldn't take one more second in that inferno. Her body clamped down so hard on his it hurt, an actual pain that shimmered through him, adding to the promise of paradise. She gripped and milked, and his seed exploded out of him, jetting from him in bursts, splashing the walls of her sheath, triggering multiple tremors, shocks that rocked both of them. He collapsed over her, pressing her into the ground, his lungs fighting for air. He couldn't move, couldn't think. The pleasure was too intense, shaking him. He'd had sex a million times, in a million ways, but nothing prepared him for the way it felt with Anya. He loved her beyond words. He hadn't known it was possible to love a woman, to love anyone that much. He fought for breath when his lungs seemed to have seized, refusing to work properly. When he could finally get some air, he pushed aside her hair and kissed the back of her neck, that vulnerable nape that sometimes drove him wild.
"You okay, Anya?"
"I don't know. What about you?"
"Same here.
Not certain I'm really alive. Fucking hell. Woman, you nearly killed me. I think that was all you. In case you didn't hear what I was just telling you, Anya, I love you. He hadn't thought he'd ever say that where someone might overhear, but he didn't care. He wanted everyone to know. He wanted them to know she belonged to him and that he loved her above all else. He needed them to know if one hand touched her, he'd kill for her. I love you too, Reaper. She returned softly and turned her head to the side. When you get off me, I'm going to be stark naked. I love you stark naked. I know you do, but I don't like being naked in front of another club. It's hard enough in front of your club, but I understand their penchant for being naked, and they really don't pay attention. The demons aren't your club. He got her. He got what she was saying. He hadn't thought about it because he truly couldn't care less if they saw him naked, but she'd never once complained about anything, and he was giving her this. He rose to his knees, pulled up his pants with one hand, the other on her back, holding her down. When she got the message, he zipped his jeans and moved around her, gathering her clothes. Once he was in front of her, blocking her from anyone possibly looking their way, he handed her the camisole and waited for her to put it on and lace up the front. Her jeans were next. She pulled them up her legs, lifted up, and dragged them up her thighs. "I'm a mess," she whispered, as if everyone might hear her above the music. "You're beautiful. I mean with you in me. That's the best part. Love being in you, baby. It's fucking sexy." She sighed, rolling her eyes, and pulled her jeans over her butt, going up on her knees to zip them closed. He loved that about her. No argument, no protesting, just keeping him in her, smiling at him until he thought the sun might actually pierce the darkness around them. He dragged her to him and kissed that sexy mouth of hers. So sweet. Robbing him of his will. Knowing she was wrapping him around her finger, she'd already managed to take his heart. "More whiskey." "Are you going to get drunk? My little angel Anya is being very bad tonight." "Yep. You're going to get drunk sex when we get home. We might not make it home." He settled her between his legs again, her back against his chest. "I've already picked out the spot where I'm going to fuck you." "Where?" She held up her glass. He poured her more whiskey. "I'm going to bend you over the picnic table. Thought about that before I took you right here." "There's people sitting on it," she pointed out. "Not a good plan, honey." She drank. He didn't. He wanted drunken sex with her, and he wanted to make certain he could keep her safe. He studied the three men sharing a bottle of tequila. "I can take them easy. They're pussies thinking they're badass." "I'm sure you could. But then their bodies would be laid out all around us. Might kill the mood." "Or you'd think I was a great conqueror, and you'd be all the hotter for me." She reached behind her, wrapped her arm around his neck, and pulled his head down to her, turning her mouth to him, kissing him, her lips soft and sweet, tasting of top-shelf whiskey, the best for his woman. He wasn't going to be able to wait until they got home. "Where else?" "Where else what?" He kissed her again. "If not the picnic table, and you don't want to wait, where else?" "You got an idea?" She took another long sip of whiskey, allowing it to slide down her throat into her stomach, clearly admiring the wave of heat. "I've given it some thought. You like open spaces much better than indoors, which also gives me another thought."
"Two thoughts?"
His woman was already heading toward that drunk phase. She gave him a look of pure reprimand. "Yes, since you like sleeping outside. And fucking outside. That too. But we could put a bed on the deck, the side overlooking the ocean. It's way wide, big enough, and we'd have the roof overhead if it rained or misted. What do you think?" He thought it was a damn good idea. "I think you're fucking brilliant." Anya looked pleased.
"I am, aren't I?"
Reaper nodded. "You are. What's your idea on finding us a place to have drunken sex?" He poured another finger of whiskey into her glass.
"Standing? Bending over? Knees? Back? Which?"
I want you standing but bent over. I'm going to do all sorts of dirty things to you first, though. That's just a warning.
Drunken, dirty sex?
Anya squirmed.
Love the idea.
Okay, we have to find the perfect place. She turned back to survey the yard, glass to her mouth. One hand fiddled with the ties on her camisole. He took over the fiddling just so he could brush his fingers over her tits, over those nipples he loved to suck on and pull.
"Right there, Reaper," she said, excitement in her voice. "Look, honey, the perfect place."
She pointed to the small bench someone had stuck out in the middle of the flowers in the meadow. Probably Elena or Lana. The girls had worked to plant flowers and trees around to make the compound seem nicer, although they hadn't gotten to the flower beds close to the building. The bench was out in the open, but a good distance from the fire. The ocean was behind it. There was enough of a moon to light the surface of the water, so that light reflected onto the field of flowers. It looked perfect to him. He would be able to see all that soft skin.
"The bench it is, baby," he agreed, and watched the happy smile on her face.
He loved that smile, but not nearly as much as he did drunken sex when they got around to it. The barbecue was in full swing. Reaper leaned against the wide porch column and watched his woman as she ran after Emily, her laughter filling the sky with warmth. He could listen to her laugh for the rest of his life, beyond even. Each time he heard her, no matter what he was doing, he had to turn his head and look. Each time it happened, she took his breath away. Darby, Czar's oldest, joined the chase, a streamer of colors, pink and green and blue, swaying like a snake behind her as she ran. Emily's streamer was of red and pink and a second shade of red. The little girl loved red. Anya had a trail of colors, yellow, gold, and white, all colors of the sun streaming behind her. He loved that. Loved that her colors were bright and hopeful. Storm came out of nowhere, lowering his shoulder and catching Darby right in her stomach, bending her over his shoulder. He stood and ran to the far end of the backyard, all the way to the fence, with Czar's daughters screaming with laughter. Just before he made it, ice blocked him, and he had to turn. He ran right into Maestro, who caught Darby and, in one smooth move, lifted her off Storm and onto him. He turned to run, and Anya and Emily tackled him. They all went down in a heap, a pile of bodies, laughter ringing through the yard. Reaper sauntered over, taking his time, making it clear he wasn't part of their ridiculous games, but that he was enjoying watching. He reached down with one hand, pulled his woman up and locked her to him, while extending an unopened beer to Maestro. Darby and Emily both pushed Maestro back so he was lying in the grass, the beer out of reach.
"He lost us points," Darby proclaimed. "He doesn't deserve a beer."
"No, he doesn't,"
Emily declared firmly, echoing her sister's sentiments.
"Zoe," Maestro called, "help me. They're being mean to me. I was following the rules."
Zoe stood on the sidelines, close to Blythe, watching, a smile occasionally flickering across her face. She was in counseling at Blythe's insistence, but the trauma she'd suffered prior to being with Blythe and Czar stayed with her. Blythe leaned down, her arm around the child.
"Are you going to help him? Whose side are you on?"
"Maestro's,"
Zoe replied firmly, shocking all of them. She rarely spoke.
"He said he'd follow all the rules, and if he remembered, he'd get me ice cream later. He remembered."
Rules were important to Zoe. Maestro broke the rules of the game often, and apparently he'd bargained with Zoe, the rule keeper. Blythe gave an exaggerated sigh.
"You're the referee."
That had been Anya's suggestion, trying to bring Zoe into the fun without making it too difficult for her to participate.
"I guess you'd better go help him."
Zoe hesitated, and then she put her chin up and marched over to the group on the ground. Reaper held his breath, his arm tightening around Anya, locking her to him. Zoe pushed her older sister off Maestro. Darby led her, happiness on her face and tears glittering in her eyes. Emily resisted,
but in the end, Zoe was able to distract her enough that Maestro could lift the younger child off him, set her aside, and let Zoe help him to his feet.
"Yeah, that's what I'm talking about," Maestro proclaimed. "Come on, kid. Let's go make some music together."
He swept Zoe up and transported her across the yard to the small deck where the band had their instruments.
"I love the barbecues," Anya said, "almost as much as I love drunken sex."
Reaper laughed. "I'm going to turn you into a bad girl yet. Don't count on it. I didn't ask you, because I usually don't want to know. But is everything okay between Torpedo Inc. and the demons?"
"Yeah, baby, it's all good."
"I'm very glad the floor in the bar was replaced before we reopened. Saying we were doing renovations was smart. Jonas and Jackson came in the other day. They're still looking for the men they say disappeared."
"Sounds like harassment. How many times have they been in now?"
She shrugged. "I never handle it. That's old Preacher. They ask me a couple of questions, and then they talk to him."
"If it bothers you ever, you tell me."
"I would. In any case, someone is always on the monitor, and most of the time you're there. You were in a meeting when they came in. That was last night. The club meeting where they'd taken a vote on whether or not to try to find the boy being auctioned off by some slimeball. They took jobs, but most of the time they hunted pedophiles. Of course they voted to locate the kid. They'd do it, too. Code was already trying to find out any information on him available. Reaper wasn't about to talk to Anya about it. Not yet. She needed time before she realized they were never going to stop hunting. Never. They were predators, and they needed the hunt. But more importantly, those children needed them. Someone had to find them. Someone had to help.
"Do you think the ghosts are looking for us?" Anya asked.
Reaper glanced down at her. She sounded scared. He never wanted her afraid. Not if he could spare her. But he was always going to tell her the truth.
"We shut down their cameras. If they connect Elena and Lana, that might be a trail back to us, but no fingerprints, no faces. We have no connection to the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks destroyed their nightclub, burned it to the ground. They did the same with the casino. They left behind their calling card."
"A snake."
She'd heard of that before. Everyone had. "Isn't that like asking the cops to come after you?"
"Anyone can leave a snake behind. No one saw anything. It's done, baby. I think we're clear of the ghosts."
He knew the ghosts would come creeping back. They targeted motorcycle clubs. They knew their hitman and investigator looking for Anya had disappeared after being in the Torpedo Inc. bar. The ghosts were probably busy right now, refocusing, deciding what to do, how to handle their losses and the fact that someone had tracked them. But they'd come around again, as would the Swords, the motorcycle club whose leader Czar had brought down. They also had to worry about the Mayhems, who wouldn't take kindly to Reaper beating the shit out of their president, if they ever discovered who he was. Torpedo Inc. had the demons on their side, and possibly the Diamondbacks, but they had to be careful. They were garnering too much attention too fast.
"Hey, you two," Czar called. "Stop gazing into each other's eyes and come over and help out. Need someone to flip burgers, Reaper?"
Reaper kept Anya's front to his side as they walked over to the group of men standing around the barbecue, his brothers. They moved to the side to make room for him and his woman. He never thought he would have this kind of life, but she'd given it to him. His Anya. His everything.
The End. This is Jim Frangione. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Judgment Road by Christine Feehan. Recorded books are available wherever audiobooks are sold, including Audible.com, Audiobooks.com, Google Play, Apple iTunes, and in public libraries through RB Digital. Thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.